I guess that one obvious question is about bevacizumab.
Right. So that there was E2100, which was a randomized trial in first-line metastatic disease, looking at patients receiving weekly paclitaxel with or without bevacizumab. The bevacizumab arm had a longer time to progression, and that was the primary endpoint, was met. So that's encouraging that this approach has promise. There are other agents looking at, for instance, a VEGF receptor, so there are tyrosine kinase inhibitors looking at the VEGF receptor, and there are preliminary promising results with this approach as well. And there are now clinical trials looking to integrate these VEGF receptor tyrosine kinase inhibitors with chemotherapy in a fashion similar to that done in E2100. So that I do think that this is an important finding because it generalizes the results seen in colorectal cancer to breast cancer, and it opens up a new line of clinical research.
Also in lung cancer.
Yeah.
That just came out. Getting back to this question of different taxanes, obviously this kind of has to get fleshed out in terms of what the data is from this trial on bevacizumab, but assuming that it does appear to be a positive benefit-risk ratio, do you see people utilizing it with the other two taxanes as well, or just with paclitaxel?
I think people will probably use it with the other taxanes. Now, it may be that the weekly schedule of paclitaxel is a so-called metronomic regimen and may have some anti-angiogenic effects as well as direct anti-tumor effects. And if you believe that's the case, it might be reasonable to use a weekly regimen of one of the other chemotherapeutic agents, particularly one of the other taxanes, so that I think that probably the results will be generalized. In general, I think it's best to start with a regimen as reported, but if the principle can be found to hold true in one other trial, I think that the results will be generalized to other agents.